Matter of fact, I have a couple of Audrain County commissioners in the studio. Leslie Meyer and Tracy Graham. I want to say good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Matt, and also to your listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. We're going to start off with Leslie. And, well, actually, you both went to Washington, D.C. Recently, took a trip over there. Leslie, we're going to start off with you, if you'll just tell us a little bit about that trip to Washington, maybe some of the things that you learned there and some things that you'll be bringing back to Audrain County, some ideas, if you will.
Sure, Matt. We're
going to grab that closer, a little bit
okay.
closer. Okay,
better?
Now we're good. Yep.
We actually went to D.C. on the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference, and that's one where all the counties from across the country go to D.C. and they advocate to our legislators and try to set policy for the NACO lobbying priorities for the year. So as the vice chair of the Ag Committee, I was able to lead a panel on rural development. And one of the highlights of that was we talked about healthcare, and especially healthcare in rural counties, and the fact that we have so many medical deserts, which means that there is not a hospital within 25 to 30 miles of those communities. So one of our priorities that we set up through the NACO Ag Committee was trying to pursue where ambulances can then treat and release and still be reimbursed through insurance companies. Right now, they have to treat and transport to get Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. What we would like to see is that they can treat and then release and be on their way, and that would cut down on a lot of the times that they're spent on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy, you were at the Washington, D.C. Conference as well. Some of the things that you learned there that you'll be bringing back to Audrain County, if you will.
Yeah, one of the primary topics that they were discussing this year was artificial intelligence, so AI. So I sat in on several of those sessions, and it's really interesting to hear the developers, how they're putting guardrails on artificial intelligence to make sure or to try to prevent the bad uses of artificial intelligence. But there was a lot of conversation about some of the real positive things that can really help and streamline processes in counties across the country to be more productive and make those processes consistent. Also was able to have a conversation with Representative Graves, and that went very well. And of course, there were several topics we talked about, but the highlight, since he's on the Transportation Committee, is the 54 expansion of the shared four lane. And so he's always been a very strong supporter of that. And it was a very timely conversation because Missouri Department of Transportation had just committed to helping us administer that if we can get a grant. So hopefully between Missouri Department of Transportation and Representative Graves, we'll be able to have some news on a grant that we've applied for recently.
And do you know when the time frame is that you should hear back on that grant? Is there any time frame on that, or do we know on that yet?
Summer?
I know they just submitted it, and I don't know when the award date is set to be.
Okay, so we'll keep our eye on that spot for sure. We want to bring Leslie Meyer back into the conversation. You were telling me some pretty exciting news about a grant for Audrain County Health Department. Excited to hear about that this morning.
Well, each year, the elected officials we go for continuing education courses, and so the County Commissioners Association of Missouri have different panels that you can sit in and learn about different topics. This year they had one on public health and how the state operates public health departments and the funding that they get. And because we were there in that panel discussion, we actually were able to help our local health department secure a $2,000 grant.
Very nice. That will go to our local health department. I'm sure that will be very, very helpful. You know, one other thing that you guys had this week was a proclamation that you put your signatures on. As a matter of fact, Thank a Farmer Week. You guys had some visitors over at the courthouse, as I understand it, Tracy, on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah. I think there was three different groups that were represented. So R6, Mexico and Centralia. And they also did a presentation on green energy, and the Tiger Connector was one of their projects that they talked to us about. And it's very interesting to hear the kids and all the research they did for the pros and the cons. So they weren't making any recommendations, but they researched the pros and cons of that. And so that was very interesting. And then, of course, the proclamation for the farmers.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we have some future politicians in the ranks there that you visited with, Leslie?
I think we might.
Okay.
I think we might.
We'll see how that turns out. One other thing that we wanted to kind of talk about this morning is the Audrain County Municipalities meeting. Leslie, that is going to be coming up on Monday, March the 18th, kind of an overview of what we will be talking about there.
Sure. It starts at 5:30. p.m. in the Vandover Village Municipal Office, which is right next door to Meeks. And we've got a wide variety of topics. We are going to talk about AI. We have a friend of the commission with Stronghold Data, Jason Reneker, and he's going to come in and talk about how our small municipalities can utilize Microsoft Copilot and ChatGPT for things like issuing boil orders, doing press releases, things like that. And then we have an exciting unveiling of a program planned for Audrain County, which is the ERC program. And I will let Tracy talk about that.
Yeah, Tracy, I think you've been pretty instrumental in this program, and you're going to be introducing somebody at that meeting, as I understand.
Yeah, so we've discussed this a little bit in the past, and so I won't go real into it in depth. But yeah, we were able to secure a fellow for the community for 30 months at no cost to the community, the city, the chamber, and they will be helping develop processes to attract businesses, to stabilize employment in the community. And her name is Dr. Tracy Clark Jeffries. So the joke is now that the people at Economic Recovery Corps get very confused on who they're talking to, whether it's the fellow or the host. So I'm considered the host, and she's considered the fellow. And so some of these emails are getting all mixed up because they can't figure out which Tracy they're supposed to be talking to. But anyway, it's a great opportunity for the area, and we look forward to having her in the community.
Absolutely.
And I would like to mention, her grandparents actually were married in Mexico, Missouri, and lived here, and then they moved out of town. So this is really exciting for her because she's done some ancestry work and found out that she's really got ties to Mexico, Missouri, and so that makes it really fun.
Shout out to the mighty Mexmo this morning. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of more things that we could talk about this morning. We're going to have you guys in next month, and we'll kind of get an update on how things are going. Certainly appreciate your all's time this morning.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.